Good morning, good evening, whatever it is. Welcome to your podcast. This is episode 13, and today we've got our first ever guest host, Angelo Mondato, who is our CIO and the lead developer for Blueberry and Raw Voice. Good morning, Angelo.
Good morning.
Yeah, we figured we'd get you on here. Todd's on a special assignment in the southeast of the United States this week, and it was a good opportunity to get you on here.
Well, awesome. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So let's get into some of the news. Of course, if you're paying any attention to podcast news, of course, you probably have heard of the Spreaker and Blog Talk Radio merger. And that was announced at the Podcast Movement Conference. And it's going to be interesting. Basically, Spreaker and Blog Talk have similar type services, and they have different technologies for the different things. And I think it's going to be a pretty good deal for them. I'm not really sure. I've talked to both Andy and Rob at the show last week, and he didn't tell me anything about it. So, oh well. But anyway, so that's going on. I'll have a link in the show notes to the Radio Inc. Article. There's not really a lot of information yet. I don't think they really know how it's all going to work out. But what do you think of Spreaker and Blog Talk? Kind of similar products, I thought.
Well, yeah, they do have a lot of overlap. And I think what the primary thing that people use Blog Talk Radio for, they're also using Spreaker for, and that's for a dial-up way to record. So really, I think they're just consolidating users. I think, though, that they both have different approaches. And I suspect if they don't somehow merge both approaches into their one product, they're going to lose one set of users or the other. So time will tell.
Okay. And the only other thing I had here is Podcast Mid-Atlantic is coming up. That's a conference in the greater Philadelphia area. I think it's officially just over the border there in New Jersey. But it's at the Holiday Inn in South Sweeterboro. I think that is New Jersey. And that is September 8th and 9th. So it's this Thursday and Friday. If I got my calendar right, I think that's what it is. Anyway, go check that out if you're in the area. It's a pretty good conference. Blueberry is sponsoring it. I don't believe we're sending anybody there this year. I don't think we are we, Angelo?
No, but we did send stuff for them to hand out to attendees.
Yeah. So, I heard it's a pretty good conference. It's a smaller one, obviously. It's at a Holiday Inn, and I think, what is there, a couple hundred attendees usually? Something like
that.
Yeah,
I think it's very similar to a PodCamp, except they don't have to abide by the strict PodCamp rules. So it sounds like a great conference.
Right, you're familiar with PodCamps. You did the PodCamp Ohio for at least a couple of years that I know of.
Yeah, we threw three of them. And so hats off to anybody that organizes a conference. It's a lot of work. A lot.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember after you quit doing it, Daniel Lewis did one down in the Cincinnati area. And he said, well, that was a lot of fun. That worked really well, but I'm not doing another one. So he never did. So, yeah, hats off to him for checking it out. But, yeah, it's very PodCamp-like is what I've heard as well. One of these years I'll get out to that. I'd like to. And speaking of conferences, I know you had to stay home in the salt mine last week. But Todd, myself, Angelo, and Sean from our support team went to Podcast Movement out in Anaheim.
I think you just said Angelo. It was...
No, it wasn't you. Yeah, it was Mackenzie, Todd, me, and Sean. There we go. See, you usually go to these things, but you had to stay up here over in Columbus and work on stuff.
Well, yeah, the kids had their first week of school, so, you know, it would have took if I was speaking at the conference, then I think I would have, taken the heat for not being home that week. But since I didn't have to be at the conference, so I stayed home.
Right, right. And like I said, we got along without you. We tried anyway, you know.
Right.
But we had a good time. It's kind of like, old family reunion, sort of what I think of it as. And I'm not going to talk about it a whole lot. Mackenzie and Sean talked about it on last week's PowerPress podcast. So go check that out if you want the grisly details. But it was really great seeing everybody. Got to talk to a lot of, customers and potential customers and, just friends and other companies and other podcasters. Those things are great. If you can, afford to go to something like that, I highly encourage you to do that. So,
actually, the one thing we can talk about is the next one.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I am actually looking on Google right now. I know it's on the East Coast.
It's Philadelphia for Podcast Movement. Yeah.
So the question is, what are the dates? So it looks like it's
July. Yeah.
Which will be way better for my life.
Yeah, July usually works out better for that kind of stuff, especially if you have kids. I don't know if people know, you have two school-aged kids, and, they have to take priority sometimes,
So those are listening that are curious, it is July 24th through the 26th at the Philadelphia Marriott Downtown.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll probably be there, I'm guessing, just because it's a lot closer this time.
Yeah, plus I think they're going to be able to get an even higher attendance than normal for folks that will add an extra day and just kind of visit Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's an interesting place to visit. Anaheim's nice. It was right next to Disneyland, so if you had kids and they weren't in school, that would have been probably, take a couple days at Disney and then do the conference. That would have probably worked out nice. But, with the kids in school, that kind of kiboshed that deal. But, next year, Philadelphia. And I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I'm always looking forward to those things because, how often do you get to see a lot of these people? I mean, I ran into, people from way back, when we first started all this podcasting stuff, they were, some of the original podcasters, and they're still coming to these conferences. Plus, we get to hang out with our friends who happen to work for other podcast companies and things like that. It was really a good time, but let's not beat it up too much. Mackenzie and Sean definitely talked about an hour about it over on PowerPress right. Podcast. So
that's why I just wanted to mention the next one.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. All right. What do we got next? Well, why don't we introduce you a little bit more. What is it that you do at Raw Voice and Blueberry?
Well, pretty much anything that has to do with the product, as far as getting them developed and launched. So I oversee the server administration and development, and I do a lot of development myself as well.
Nice. Yeah, you're the one that came up with PowerPress in the beginning. You wrote it, and you maintain it. And also, he answers the phone when I call him even sometimes.
Yeah. That's happening less and less, unfortunately. With my role, I'm less and less involved with interacting with the podcasters, mm-hmm. which I love. But, just as we keep growing, I just can't have that kind of, I can't spend half my day talking with people, which is where, you and Charles, Mackenzie and
Sean.
Sean, yeah. Sorry, I'm working on a different list here. So you guys are the face of the company, which is great. But So I remember just in the early years, it was basically Todd and myself.
Right. Yeah, I remember that as well because, you know, in fact, it was Brian sent me a ticket when I first came on board full-time here, what, about a year and a half ago. Brian sent me a ticket that I had sent in back in, I think, 2006 that you had answered. So you were doing it all back then, you and between you and Todd. And we've grown to 13 team members so far. And plus, what do we got, a couple interns in there at any one time?
Yeah, so we're rotating interns in and out right now, which is working out really well. So, which is a good kind of leeway into some of the stuff that we're launching in the next coming weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go into that. We got some definite news about PowerPress and our player and all that. Why don't you go through that list?
Yeah. So right before Podcast Movement, we launched the new player. Which is just a tweak to the existing player that includes styling options. So that was probably the number one request that we had for the player was people wanted to be able to change the colors. So you can change both foreground and background colors for all the buttons across the bottom, as well as invert the colors for the player itself. So, yeah. And I'm sure people are going to ask, why can't I change all the colors that the player controls? And the short answer is that we want to make sure the player complies with accessibility needs. And we just to make sure that, you know, the contrast colors are there and we're not going to run into issues where people can't see them on certain screens. We're only providing an inverted version of what we already provide. But most people, though, it didn't seem to have a problem with the styling of the player portion. It was the buttons. So now you can change the buttons however you want. And
those are the buttons across the bottom, the share buttons and the show notes buttons and the subscribe buttons. That's the ones we're talking about
right.
That are changeable. And then the player background, I think you can invert that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
On top of that, there's a couple other little tweaks. We now have an API, which will be, if you're using we'll be talking about the next item, which is PowerPress Beta 7.2. You can now utilize the ability to jump to a certain point in time in the player and start playing. And then also in PowerPress, there's an option to use your episode iTunes image for the player. So that way the episode image is used in the player when someone takes it and embeds it somewhere else.
Right, right. And you have to, you know, upload that image separately, you know, in your post. And this is all for Blueberry hosting customers, by the way. So if you're using PowerPress but you're not a hosting customer, that player is not available currently.
Right. And, you know, the one complaint we got a lot from people was, I didn't know you had a player. And the reason you don't know we don't have a player is because we don't brand it. You're not going to find our logo on it somewhere.
Yeah. And you know, that's kind of the focus of this podcast usually is, you know, branding and, you know, owning your own content. And that's just another part of it. You know, every other service out there that has their own proprietary player has a big logo of their service on the player. And we've purposely left that off. You know, we want to build the tools and get out of your way.
Right. So we're quite excited about that.
Yeah, it's a neat player, and you know, as we get more of the styling options, you can customize it, and you know, it won't look the same on every Blueberry hosted site. So it's really cool. I was playing around with it. I have the, I don't know if it's the beta version or what, but I have the controls right now, and I was playing around with those, and, you know, even though I was a graphic artist for many years, I am really lousy at color. I can't make it look good, but, you know, I'm sure other people are better at it than I am.
Right, and really this is for the designers out there that they already have four colors for their site, and they're trying to use those same colors for the buttons.
Yeah.
I still don't recommend changing our colors. we spent a lot of time picking the colors for those buttons to be both neutral and use the color plate that's web friendly. Not only that, but the interaction. So if you're familiar with our player, when you click on share, there's an interaction or interactive movement that happens to expose the share options. Same with our subscribe tools. If you click the subscribe button, there's a interaction or interactive action that happens when you click that to show all the places you can subscribe to the podcast. So that kind of stuff could be impacted or missed, I should say, if you pick a color where the button isn't obvious that it's a button.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely want to have them separate colors. On my own website, the one I was playing with, I set all the colors the same, and then you can't really tell it's a button. So I'm going to have to adjust that. So, and that's all coming in PowerPress 7.2 beta, right?
Right. So the player is already released, and the PowerPress 7.2 is available to beta testers. So if you're interested in beta testing, please contact us. We'll get you on the list. But it'll be basically PowerPress 7.2 beta will be released after a week or two of testing and getting feedback from our beta testers.
All right, very good. And what else is in 7.2? I heard there was some more stuff in there.
Yeah, so the one which I kind of mentioned is the jumping to a specific time in the player. So if you're using PowerPress, you can easily add a short code within your blog post to have it jump to a specific time in the player. And then the other option is our integration with Post to Social. So if you're familiar, last fall we launched a new Post to Social service. So you can easily post your blog post and your podcast episode to places such as Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We're now taking that a step further and allowing you to do that from your WordPress site. So usually what you're writing in your show notes is the same information or slightly different. It's only slightly different. So once you post the episode, a new option is displayed at the top saying, okay, great. Let's post that to, your social sharing sites. And then that, when you click on that, it brings up a box to then enter in what you want to customize to send to the social sites, and then you hit send, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's a lot easier than the current way of doing it, which you have to do it from Blueberry, the Blueberry dashboard right now. And our goal always is to make it so that you can do pretty much everything from your own website. So this will definitely help that. Anything else in 7.2 that's new or improved?
So other than the Post to Social and the new player options, that's the new features. There'll be some bug fixes and little tweaks included as well. I'm kind of happy to say, lately our bug fixes have been very specific for specific users and their situations. Mm-hmm. So, like our last release, if you weren't having a problem, you didn't have to update the next release that just came out. Or it's a sub update, a 7.1.
Right. So, I think the main one was the ability to turn off the episodic level image.
right.
We had one specific customer that was using episodic images but didn't want them in his player. And we had to take that and make that a opt-in versus an opt-out for him.
Right. And, we're not perfect. We understand everybody's got its special requirements that they want with their podcast. And you just let us know and we'll accommodate that. So.
Oh, very good. And yeah, like I said, it's a work in progress. You know, anything like this, I mean, people come up with new ways to use, software, plugins, whatever. And, sometimes they run into something that we didn't think of. So please, if you've got something that you think we should add you know, get a hold of us. You know, it might be impossible, but if it's not impossible, we may include it. So, and you've got PowerPress 8 kind of in the works in the background. Anything super special about that just yet?
No comment.
No comment. Okay, well, just look for that sometime in the future.
Yeah, probably over the winter. Yeah. We've been working on 8 for about 9 months, so it'll be about a year when we finally release it. And it's not, I don't want to say it's a rewrite, but it is significantly going to be changed, but we're doing our best to make sure that people that are used to the way it is now, they're not going to be shocked. But we're just making the entire interface a lot easier for new folks that feel overwhelmed with podcasting, so they're not overwhelmed.
Yeah, the thing with PowerPress is we try to give as much options as possible, and sometimes too many options gets too confusing. And I've seen a mock-up of the new interface, and I'll have to say that, you know, even experienced users, once they understand how that works, it's going to be great. But the old way is still going to be there, so you know, we're not going to, you know, pull a rug out from underneath you and move everything around. That wouldn't be any fun at all. But yeah, so no comment on when it's coming or anything or any new features. But like I said, the interface is going to look a bit different if you want it to.
Right.
All right. So a little bit of support issues. A lot of people are always asking me about, hey, I want to start another podcast. How do I do that? And specifically in PowerPress, it makes it fairly easy to do it, but you have to sort of, how would I say it, decide how you want to do it from the start, because sometimes undoing a mistake can be more difficult. Like in the case of the two main ways we do it is channels or categories.
Right.
And channels. Well, you explain channels, and then I'll.
And actually, before we get into the different ways, I see a lot of podcasters today making the mistake of assuming, like, hey, I have a website about the sports team in my town, and now I want to do a podcast about food. That it's okay to just, I'll just create another podcast on the same website and go. I gotta caution people on doing that and thinking that's a good idea, because what you end up doing is basically crossing completely different topics, intermixing them on the same website. Sure, we're about to discuss some ways on how to deal with that, but you might be better served literally creating a new website.
Yeah, and most web hosting companies, like, you know, I use GoDaddy as, you know, for some of my sites. Of course, I use Blueberry for some of my other sites. But like on GoDaddy, I'm able to add another domain and another website to the existing hosting account. So really, you know, if you're doing two separate, completely distinct podcasts that aren't related in any way other than you're the host, you're probably better off just doing a separate website. That would be, you know, the number one way I would do it.
Right. And so just to emphasize, that means like when someone does search for like the sports team in your local area, they will only find content on that website for your sports team that you're covering.
Yeah.
And then when they do a search for the food restaurants or whatever that you're covering, it goes to a different website. And it's quite clear when someone visits it what they're getting from that website and from that podcast. You can still, and we're about to cover it, create two different podcasts on the same website. But the you just don't want to, I guess, for lack of a better word, surprise or upset your visitors to your website. They're looking for one thing and they get another.
Right. But, you know, like in the case of, you know, let's say a podcast about podcasting, which I'm familiar about or familiar with, say you got a, you know, hour long weekly show and then you want to have a little 5-minute show, you know, it's also related to podcasting, that just has a quick tip or something. And I've done this with mine. You know, that's an example where both of them can exist on one website and it's not too jarring. You know, just like PowerPress Podcast. PowerPressPodcast.com has the PowerPress Podcast, and it also has this one, Your Podcast. And these are done in channels at that website, and they're obviously related. They're Blueberry Company podcasts, and they're both related to PowerPress and Blueberry Services. So that makes sense. Now, if we were doing one podcast about PowerPress and another podcast about restaurants in Columbus, we'd want those to be on the same site. Well, right. So anyway, the channels is like your main channel in PowerPress is one channel. In PowerPress, you have the ability to add a second channel, and that second channel would show up in the post as a second podcast episode box, and you'd have a whole second set of settings for that distinct podcast feed. And you'll see in the show notes, I say, you know, if you're going to do more than 4 or 5 feeds off of that site, which unless you're doing a network, no real reason to do that many. The reason I say 4 or 5 is because you're going to have 4 or 5 podcast episode boxes. And, you know, we have the ability to color them, but, you know, inevitably somebody's going to put the wrong show in the wrong feed. That happens a lot with channel podcasts. I even did that accidentally on your podcast a couple weeks ago. Accidentally put it in the PowerPress podcast feed for a short time, and like, oh, darn it, and I moved it to the other one. But the nice thing about channels is they're completely separate and distinct, and the two don't mix. Categories is better if you're going to have more than 4 or 5 shows, but you have to decide ahead of time that you're going to do categories. It's kind of hard to start with one podcast on the main channel and then go to categories with the second one, because the main channel is going to get all of the episodes in both categories, or in all categories, if that makes sense. And so anyway, I'm going to be covering this coming up this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. I've got a webinar scheduled. I'm going to call it Advanced PowerPress, because we're also going to talk about some other things in PowerPress, such as custom post types, maybe taxonomies. I'm going to kind of leave it loose with some question and answer at the end. And so that'll be next Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, and I'll have a link in the show notes to sign up for that. It's free. And I'll just go through a lot of these options. A lot of these things, you have to set it up in a certain way to get the stats to track separately. A lot of people, you know, don't want all the stats collecting in one place. So there's ways of making the stats be separate. And, you know, there's a lot of little tricks, especially with post types. There's more than one way to do it. And there's an easy way and a harder way. I'll show you both. But the easy way is, and post types are confusing too. So anyway, anything to add there, Angelo? I just wanted to do kind of an overview.
Yeah. So, for the most part, I think category podcasting is appropriate for almost everybody. The channels are really meant for different formats. So
right. Yeah, if you have a video and you do an audio version, it's the same content, and you want to have one blog post for both feeds. That's the other thing with channels. You can have one post and then have media for two different feeds in that one post. Whereas right. In categories, you can't do it in multiple categories. It's just one or the other.
Right. So you can imagine if you're like creating an MP3 as well as a video, or an even better example would be an MP3 that's 1 hour long, and then the same version of that podcast, but it's only 5 minutes, basically a preview episode. You might want to put the preview in the main podcast feed and then put the full version in a separate channel, and then only allow people that are members of your site to have access to that podcast channel.
Right. Yeah. So you can. That's a whole nother topic. It's what do you call it? Membership plugin or membership style? You know, where you have to have a password and all that. We have that come up quite a bit too. And at some point, I'll probably do some sort of a webinar about that. But we'll leave that for the next time. So anyway, I think we're coming up on our half hour mark here, Angelo. Anything else you want to add since it's your first foray into your podcast?
Yeah. So, you know, I want to just put a call out. So podcasters listening that are using PowerPress or any of our products or services, you know, feel free to contact us with suggestions, things that you're happy or not, more importantly, not happy with or like to see changed, feature suggestions. I mean, it's you, the users, that are really why we're doing this. So if you have an idea or a feature you want, you know, let us know. We'll put it on the list and we'll get to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, these features, such as the way to jump to a specific time in the player, that came about because of requests from you, the users. So we want to hear from you.
All right. Well, we'll call this a podcast. And if you want to send us any feedback, you can always go comment on the website at powerpresspodcast.com, or you can email yourpodcast@blueberry.com. Of course, if any support issues, support@blueberry.com, or use the contact form. And we're usually pretty good about getting back to people fairly quickly. So anyway, for this week, thanks for being on, Angelo.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You guys have a good couple of weeks, and we'll see you next time. Todd should be back then.